Today, we're talking about uptalk and how to minimize and eliminate uptalk altogether. Today, we're talking about uptalk and how to minimize and even eliminate uptalk altogether. Much better. Did you hear the difference between the two? One had rising intonation and one had falling intonation. Okay, let's get into it. First, what is uptalk? According to Oxford Dictionary's definition, uptalk is a manner of speaking in which declarative sentences are uttered with rising intonation at the end as if they were questions. Put simply, it's making an utterance sound like a question even though it is not a question. Think about what a question is. We ask questions when expressing uncertainty, eliciting information, seeking clarity, raising a doubt, checking information, and voicing confusion. It's the opposite of making a statement, asserting yourself, and sounding certain. In many communication settings, particularly professional ones, using uptalk when you intend to make an assertive statement might be problematic in that the listeners could perceive the uptalk as a lack of confidence and authority, meaning it could undermine your credibility as a leader, expert, or influencer. While not everyone might interpret uptalk as unprofessional or as you are being insecure, it's best to minimize it and even avoid it altogether if you can, unless, of course, you are actually asking a question, in which case it would just be a question, not uptalk. All right, so here are my five tips to help you minimize uptalk. One, self-awareness. When do you use the most uptalk? With friends, in social settings, in meetings, and in business contexts? When you're unsure, when you're nervous, when you didn't do your homework, when you feel uncomfortable or insecure? When? So to do this and figure out when you do this, record yourself having a conversation. Of course, get the consent of the other person, of the conversation partner before pressing record, and explain to them the aim of this, to check your use of uptalk. It will be highly informative to understand the conversation environment that this uptalk surfaces. Building that self-awareness will allow you to take action and address the uptalk. Mind-body connection. So as you lower your voice, lower your head as you finish the sentence. This can help especially kinesthetic learners and communicators associate the lowering of the intonation with the lowering movement of the head. If you're not comfortable with lowering your head, you can use another physical signal or cue to yourself, such as lowering your arms or lowering your hands. Do this at the beginning of your transition away from uptalk into more assertive manner of speaking so that you can make that connection. And then feel free to wean off of it if you choose. Believe in yourself. Be confident in what you say. If you truly believe in what you're saying, that will come through in your voice and nonverbals. Speaking confidently first comes from believing that you're confident. If you're shy or unsure about something that you're sharing, then try to get over that feeling as quickly as possible. Why are you credible? Remind yourself why you are credible. Are you a subject matter expert? Have you done ample research in this area? Do you have multiple degrees and certifications to your name? Why are you credible to relay this information? Remind yourself of that and harness the energy you feel from those qualifications. And if you can't think of anything right off the bat, then you might need some time for introspection. There are many reasons why you're qualified and credible. You just have to find them, remind yourself of them periodically, and believe in yourself once again. Repeat declarative sentences. Familiarize yourself with lowering your intonation at the end of an utterance instead of rising that inflection. Say declarative sentences out loud. Since you're doing this in the privacy of your own space where you feel comfortable, feel free to have fun with this exercise and just relax a little bit. You can do this in the form of affirmations, which you write out, I am statements, and reciting them aloud. That's really important because you have to hear what that sounds like. You can also write out simple utterances about nothing in particular and just read those out loud as well. And if you're not feeling particularly creative at the time, which is okay, you can find an article or a research paper to read from. Whatever utterances you choose, recite them out loud so that you can hear your intonation falling at the end of each utterance. And it's okay to exaggerate with this because that way you'll really get familiarized with it. Those are five ways to minimize uptalk. To recap, increase your self-awareness by understanding the conversation setting and speaking environment in which you tend to use more uptalk and use a rising inflection pattern. Create a mind-body connection as you lower your inflection, lower your head or your hands or your arm, signaling to your brain that you're indeed lowering your intonation when you intend to. Believe in yourself and allow yourself to exude confidence. If you need to, give yourself a pep talk ahead of time and remind yourself why you're credible to share this information with others. Lastly, recite declarative utterances, either in the form of affirmations, I am statements, random sentences, or research papers that you read out loud. This will help you hear a downward inflection more easily and also feel that in your projection. Doing these exercises will enable you to minimize and perhaps even eradicate altogether uptalk. You will sound more assertive and act more confidently. It will also improve the way people respect you, and you might even experience that boost in credibility. Practice these strategies, make them your own, and add them to your communication toolkit. All right, Explorers, thanks so much for joining me for this lesson. Share our channel and this lesson with anyone who you think would like to improve their communication and social skills. I'll see you in the next one, where we'll continue exploring our next communication topic together. Happy exploring, everyone.